Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, let me tell you about that Mike Tyson story. Because I read it the other day and I thought, yes, I must send that to myself because you perverts will love it. You probably already highlighted it in your newspaper. Newspaper, who buys a newspaper anymore? Let me find it from me. Dun, dun, dun. There it is, from the New York Post. Here we go. New York Post. Mike Tyson. I put baby urine in a fake penis to pass drug tests. It's pretty... I mean, then there's the story, but I'll tell you more detail. And this is always done in the inimitable... Mate, you're out of luck because I've hidden it. You're out having none of this pizza. Go away! George, seriously, mate. You're having none. His sobriety was a fallacy, George. Mike Tyson wasn't even a piddle bit sofa. He's just a whiz wizard, says the New York Post. The boxing legend 54 explained on his Hot Boxing podcast this week how he faked his way through drug tests and his strategy is a pisser. Is that something Americans say? P-I-S-S-A-H. It was awesome, man, Tyson said of using a prosthetic penis equipped with a pee bag to pass urine assessments. I put my baby's urine in it. Now, baby, surely...
Is that his girlfriend?
His own babies. He used to use his girlfriends.
Can we also... We mentioned that he's a rapist, right?
I'm going to mention it in a second.
Good, okay.
Because it seems like people are forgetting that he is a piece of trash. He is a piece of trash. And a thug. It was awesome, man, Tyson said, of using a prosthetic penis equipped with a pee bag to pass urine assessments in order to carry out his crimes and also bite people and that. I put my baby's urine in it. Tyson chose to fill his device, called a Wizinator. I'm not making this up. The New York Post has written it down, and it's in red. I think there may be a link. There is a link. With his child's urine instead of his wife's, for fear hers would show up pregnant, he told UFC Vice President of Athletic Health and Gym Performance Jeff Nowitzki. I know. People said he's dumb. One time I was using my wife's urine and my wife was like, baby, you better not hope that it comes back pregnant or something. And I said, nah, so we ain't going to use you anymore. We're going to use the kid. What a doting dad. He said, I got scared that the piss might come back pregnant. It's not the piss that's pregnant, but okay, I get you. Other athletes, says the New York Post, have not been so smart. A male provided a urine sample and it came back and it said, sir, you're pregnant. Either you're pregnant or this is somebody else's urine, added Nowitzki of one such unrelieved wazzock. That's what I was afraid of, said Tyson, who's been open over the years about his drug use. The urine test Tyson was being subjected to required not only a sample, but he performed the deed in front of a tester, meaning he needed to make sure his Wizinator was a convincing body double for his actual member. So this thing is an actual... I mean, I thought he'd cobbled something together, but it turns out... Yeah, it's something designed for the purpose. You don't need to cobble it together. Someone's made it for you. Flipping heck. And you can get it in white, tanned, Latino... brown and black. They've thought of everything. Wizinator. The urine test he was being subjected to, blah, 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 blah. Do you have the right colour Wizinator? Asked Nowitzki, because it was that NFL guy, black dude, had a white one. Yeah, hell yeah, I had a brown one, responded Tyson of his sham schmuck. Not that it mattered in one instance, when one particular tester tried not to look. The guy was so effing macho, he was scared. I whapped it out. And he was like, turning his head, hey man, take the effing cup. You know, this macho guy, he didn't want to look at me and shit. Didn't want to look at him and shit. So that's the end of that story. What a charming little vignette, the sides of sport that we don't see.
See, I want to look at you and shit. That tickled your pickle, didn't it?
It did, but I'm kind of, my pickle is already ready to be tickled because I've been looking at the Wizinator. I mean.
By the way, Christmas is coming up.
There is also what you need to get with the Wizinator. They're expensive, though. I reckon I could make one for cheap. They're 120. The Wizinator Touch. Oh, this might be the upgrade. New and improved, it is. Realistic and lifelike prosthetic in white skin tone for when you need to wee in front of somebody, but it can't be your own wee. $129.95 in dollars. And then you have to get the accompanying whiz kit, which is another $59.95. That is an expensive con, but I suppose if you're a high-profile boxer with no morals and... people have short memories. It's funny. The Wizinator. Flipping it, mate. As Draven123 says, a total piss take.
Hey.
Look at it, though. Right.
Oh, I tell you what. Send the link to the late night alternative email. And we'll display that. It's, you may want to put your children to bed after this. Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Check it out now. What language is that now?
It's the language that I like to call language. Yeah.
Where's my coffee? Oh, there it is. Thanks.
Don't be. Where's my coffee? And then.
Where's my coffee?
My coffee. So let's have a look. You sent it to the email. We got Kath the Wizinator. Let's have a look at this. Officials at the Wizinator, ALS, the trusted company with over 15 years of experience for cheats. It manufactures the most chemically similar human synthetic urine.
All right, so you don't need to use your babies.
Oh, so it makes the piss for you.
Well, but he didn't. He obviously scrimped on that and used his babies.
Our formula is always up to date to give you the best results.
When they say that they are selling human synthetic urine, do you believe that? Oh, look, it comes in a little packet. The gold, it's called the golden shower.
No one is that colour. No one is actually that colour, are they?
I mean,
no one is actually black. It's.
So this bit here, I'm imagining, is some sort of air pocket that you put your thing in, and so if you press it against yourself, it comes out.
Here's the whiz.
Is how I design it.
Wizinator's whiz kit for women.
Good grief.
Okay, well, here's what we need to do. We need to do something. Hang on. What's the dialing code for America?
00, it's one, isn't it?
I don't know. That's why
yeah,
I
zero,
asked.
Zero.
Let's give them a call.
01.
00. Hello. One. Let's give them a call. Let's call up the Wizinators.
Let's find out what's going on there.
Hello, and thank you for calling Alternative Lifestyle Systems, home of the Wizinator.
What else do they sell?
All calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Adult toys.
If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. Otherwise, please wait while we direct your call to the next available representative.
The Wizard in Black?
Oh my God. If you look on
you
adult toys,
one.
It's the Wizinator again.
Kink, wet works, drencher, silicon squirting cock. My kids are rich. Splooge juice.
Don't worry, Smooth. Perfect cum-like concoction. Designed to emulate the look and feel of the okay, this is probably not TOS.
Retract, everyone, retract.
TOS. This is what Bob Weir wanted as well.
You
are number one. Bob, I've got some great news. We've sold one of your songs to for an advert, a lot of money. It's great, man. What is it for? It's for the Wizinator. It's a fake penis that squirts piss. Okay.
Hello, what extension would you like?
69.
The Wizinator.
Hey, Ellis. How may I help you?
Hey, man, yeah, I'm looking to get my hands... what's the biggest Wizinator that you have? I want a big one.
I'm sorry, you only have a one-size-fits-all.
Oh, how big... Can I ask how big is that?
The waistband or the prosthetic itself?
The length of the penis part of the Wizinator. How long is that?
That's 3.5 inches.
So it's a tiny one. Is there any way I can get a bigger one?
No, unfortunately, like I said, there's only one size.
And if I were to order, say, a bulk order of 25 Wizinators, could you throw in some splooge for free?
Yes, that might be a possibility.
Okay, so that's my side of Christmas covered. What do you got for the ladies?
As far as what?
Piss. What do you got for the ladies as far as piss goes?
We have a product called the Wiz Kit, which is a reusable kit. It's basically a vinyl bag with a tube attached to it.
And does that get inserted in a pussy?
No, it does not.
Where does that get inserted?
That does not get inserted at all. It would go strapped to your waist.
Strapped to my waist?
It would just hang down where.
And then I piss on her?
To her waist.
On her waist?
It'd be strapped to her waist, correct.
And so if she were... So the and the pee that comes from it, where do you guys get that from? China?
No, we make that ourselves.
Oh, what? During your lunch break?
I'm sorry?
You guys make that during your lunch break. Do you get paid extra to go and pee in a tube?
No, that's not what I said.
So where does it, who does the pee come from? I heard it was prisoners.
No, I'm sorry, but we make our urine ourselves.
You do it yourself? And do you do that at home and bring it in the next day?
No, our company does that.
Okay, so your boss does the pee. I might be able to help you out there. I got a very leaky bladder, and I could possibly send you multiple liters of top quality pee for a knockdown price. Would you guys be interested in that?
No, we would not.
Very, very cheap. And I have been off cocaine for 4 days now, so it's pretty clean. Okay, yeah, I'm not there. That's a shame.
Very anti-drugs.
That's a shame.
Obviously, okay. This company. What else is... Okay. He did so well, because I think that guy was laughing.
I don't think that guy was taking me seriously.
Oh, God. Anyway, you've spoiled my Christmas present now.
Well, I haven't spoiled it yet. You wait till I get it. Guys, clip that. That's a viral clip. That's a viral clip. Me funding up a prosthetic penis store.
If you do put that out, could you somehow disguise me so I'm not here? Because I would like to work again.
Where did that voice? That was a good voice.
I don't know where it came from. I'm pretty sure it wasn't America.
But he was saying, we make our own pee. We do that ourselves. He was setting it up for me.
I know. I don't think he realised.
0203-286-6370. And look, I showed that screen, but no numbers on it. No numbers on it, apart from the pee cheats. So that's great. Splooge. That's me sorted. Anything for the wife?
25 in your order. James R.K. Harris, am I being a bore to say that it's unfair to this dude who's working in a telesales job to support his family? Yeah, you are being a bore because it was harmless.
Yeah, you are, James. You are. You are. You non-subscriber. I'm going to be aboard to say you're being unfair to the fun that these boys and girls are having in the chat tonight. So kiss my ass, James Harris. Kiss my ass. He works in a plastic cock shop. Oh, 203.
I don't think that's probably the worst call he's had all day. Exactly, Vix.
0203 286 6379. Hey, we did the first 3 hours and we didn't mention any of our sponsors because we are under no obligation to. But we're going to mention some of the sponsors now because they're all great, great guys. JPU Records, big up. The JPU Records, Happy Kids Xmas Christmas, wonderful CD. It's on Spotify. It's on all of that stuff. But let's
But if you do that, if you won't get the physical copy with the sing-along leaflet with it.
So get this. And, you know, if we all went and listened and put that on repeat, they'd probably, JP Records would get about 25 pence. If that's the only way you can do it, then do it. Because they really want you to hear this these great tunes on there. But if you can buy it, honestly, it's $9.99. If you click on that link, scroll down a bit, $9.99, you get 10% off everything on that website if you use the code TLNA as you check out.
And there is some treasure on there.
We I think maybe Friday we'll have another little look through the website, and we found some robot girls from the future last night. So we'll have a little look. Some of it is not going to be to our cups of tea, our cups of green tie.
Matcha?
It does a little bit, doesn't it? But we will have a little look later in the week. Go and buy that album. It's a brilliant stocking filler. Brilliant present. It's a joy. GELaw.co.uk if you're getting divorced.
If you discover your husband is using your baby's urine to pass drug tests, then maybe you want to speak to Gregorian Emerson, family law solicitors. They're great. They will not make it any more dramatic than it already is. They will make sure that your family has the best basis to go forward with you living apart when it's all over. What I'm saying is that they will not make an enemy out of your ex.
Poseidon Safety Management. These two companies are sponsors of tomorrow night's talent show.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be, well, it's going to happen.
I mean, it's going to be good.
Poseidon Safety Management. Devon and Cornwall is a whole lot safer thanks to the work that Nick and his team do. All of the staff are SIA licensed. That's the industry official license, which means everyone passes a criminal record check and holds a qualification, right? All the patrols are GPS tracked and monitored by 24-hour control room who assist members of the public, customers and the patrols, as well as answering calls from Twitch racists and Catherine when she phones up and says penis.
Penis.
And all of the patrol vehicles are marked and highly visible, so it acts as a deterrent to anti-social behaviour and opportunist crime in the area, and they are good people. And a message, Nick, today. Nick's not feeling very well at the moment. Get well soon, Nick. Get well soon, man, for crying out loud. And tonight, we're going to go through the doors of Abbeycare. We're going to go through the doors of Abbeycare and see exactly what it's like in there. I bet it looks nice. We're going to watch a little video starring our friend James. It's James, isn't it? As I said that name, I thought it's not
Paul.
James. Paul. Of course it's not. It's James. It's not. It's Paul. Thank you. Our friend Paul. And
are you thinking of Paul McCartney?
I'm thinking of James Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
We're going to have a little look. It's addiction specialists, and it's the whole kit and caboodle. Go and have a look at the website, abbeycare.co.uk. It might, even if you're thinking, I don't know if I got a problem, go and have a look. Go and have a look, because it will help you work out if you might have a problem or if you might not have a problem. You know, who knows?
It's a really good website. There's loads of info on that you'll find useful whether you go there or not.
Yeah. So go and have a look. And later on in the show, we will go and have a little look at a virtual tour of the building, one of the buildings. 0203-286-6370. We've been going for over 3 hours just because we've got to make up some hours. If we're completely honest, we're 11 hours shy. I've been feeling very, very low. And then suddenly,
you had a burst.
And I thought I could sit here watching this brilliant thing and then we can watch some Bret Michaels when you come. I was watching the Korean documentary, which is great. And I thought, no, get up and use this. Use this. Go and, so I've done a piss poor show on my own for the most part. Catherine joined.
It wasn't poor. I was listening on the way in.
Thanking you.
Here's the strange thing. It does stand up as a phone in.
What, me?
It stands up.
This show?
Yeah, if you put it on, because I know quite a lot of people are new to Twitch, you know there's a setting on it that you can have audio only. So I was listening on audio only as I was coming in, obviously. It works.
James, you're getting on my nerves. Abbeycare, if you're in Glasgow or Gloucester, no, you can travel. I don't know if you... I know it's nuts, right? I got this... How did you get here tonight? Because I live about an hour away from you.
Yeah.
How did you get here?
Well, I did look for jobs with Ian Lee that were in my town, but there weren't any. So what I did was I got in my car.
Yeah, yeah. And there... What's that... God, I've forgotten. Sorry, guys. I'm having a senior moment. What's that noisy thing at the back of my house that goes back and forth about every 20 minutes? What is that?
Oh, the railway. Yeah.
It's trains that go on that.
Yep.
It's trains. Thank you. So what you're saying is...
If you don't live in a place where there is a thing, you can move yourself to where the thing is. Mm. And also, if you're in recovery, you might want to be away from the place where all the stuff is happening that is leading to you taking drugs or gambling or whatever it is that's happening. Yeah. It's just a thought.
So, yeah, okay, so Abbey Care is just if you live in Glasgow or Gloucester. That's all it is. You're absolutely right. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate that. Thank you. Wayne says, I sometimes use audio only and Bluetooth it to my soundbar.
Check you out.
We missed a call. Let's call this. If I see that we've missed a call, I will do my best to call you back. Welcome, Paddy. You've missed 3 hours and 20 minutes of the show.
The Leveller. What is Abbey Care? Well, do you know what is Google?
Google what is Google. Google what is Google.
And then when you get in Google, put in what is Abbey Care.
Yes, Richard.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Catherine.
Hello, Richard.
Hi. I was quite puzzled by something on last night's show.
Go on.
Yes.
What did Catherine's husband shout at Terry Nutkins outside Granada and why?
He shouted, well, no, Nutkins wasn't there. He was shouting outside Granada, we want Nutkins, we want Nutkins. But they got no Nutkins.
How old was he? Your husband? I know your mind works. I don't know, probably about four. How old was your husband?
About 19. He was at university in Manchester,
okay.
Yeah. He wouldn't do it. He probably would do it now, if Nutkins was still with us.
That is an excellent question, Richard. Thanks. Thank you. Anything
else? I think
else?
A lot of people wanted that clearing up, didn't they?
Yeah.
No. That was literally the only question I had. It was puzzling me when I rewatched last night's show. Thank you for that.
So the answer to that is we want Nutkins.
Thank you, Richard.
Coded Raven, is Nutkins dead? Yes, he's quite dead now.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Let's call Pizza. What are the theatres like in the West End? I don't live there, so I've never been. I know, it's nuts, isn't it? 0203 286 6370 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you can give us a call about anything. But we need to start getting our
Matt's out.
Well, we need our yoga posse. So I'm going to set up the Zoom. Let me open the Zoom, right? Because we're going to do yoga in about 10 minutes. Have we got a link? What do I need? Let me just put the link for Brendan Shanti Warrior. Has he got a website?
Yeah. And let me. Get
Shanti Warrior.
This.
Well, so he's on Twitter. He's at, like, let me just tweet. Hang on. So I'm going to tweet here. About to do a yoga session with at Shanti Warrior.
This is correct. Yes.
Just 25 minutes after eating a Domino's
pizza.
Okay. And the website is shantiwarrioryoga.co.uk.
Yeah.
So this is our friend Brendan, who we used to work with at Three Counties. Is he still work there?
I don't think so.
Okay, good friend. So that's his website. Right. So I've got to open up the Zoom. So we're going to do the yoga in about 10 minutes, all right? I'm going to open up the Zoom. I don't really know how this is going to work because I'm going to be over there and I've got to control the computer and everything. It is going to be... a car crash.
Can you just put it on big and leave it?
Well, yeah, I can put it on big and leave it. But
yeah.
If a doofus comes out.
Yeah, if a doofus comes out.
If a dingleberry drops its load, we're in trouble. So I'm going to open up Zoom. So.
Let me just check my
Ian,
emails.
Did you watch it? I've only watched the first one and a half. I've not watched the second half of episode 2. So we're going to do a new meeting. I'm going to start a meeting.
Oh, yeah, a little bit out. I thought you were going to Skype him.
No, yeah, I am.
Right.
So what do you think I've got Zoom open for?
Oh, for everyone else,
Thank you.
It's all good.
Yeah, it was all good and hood. So participants invite. So I'm going to put a link in the chat. Now you need to join before I get on the floor, right? Because otherwise
Once we're on the floor, we're shutting the door.
Okay, there we go. That works. Hello, Pat. So you going to do it with us? So there's the invitation to the Zoom. Do you know what? I'm just going to let my radar... I'm just going by my radar.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Just going by my radar.
I think you're right.
Right, so we've got... Jen's coming in. Jen does a lot of good work for mental health.
Also, Brendan is watching.
Brendan, big up the Brendan.
You read my mind.
We got Jen, we got Claire. Oh, look at Claire! Look at this! They've all got your lights. Namaste, Claire.
Shall I set our lights up?
Set the lights up. They've all got your lights. This is weird. They've not all got your lights. Jen hasn't got the lights. Hello, Jen.
She's gonna knock that off.
Look at this. Oh, it looks like you've got a bindi as well, Claire, when you go there. Now,
can you hear me?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, hello, good evening.
Claire, do you do, what does that say, Barbie?
Yeah.
Very nice. Do you do yoga normally?
I've been doing it for the last week.
Oh, so an expert, could be said.
Yeah, well, I did it about 2 years ago and then stopped. I'm Claire, 1973, by the way. So.
Hello!
Yes.
Oh, so, that means you're old like me.
I know,
50s are coming towards us. Jen is there. Jen, hello, lovely to see you.
Hello.
Are you doing it in a jumper, Jen? Is that a good idea?
I'm cold.
You're cold?
I'm cold.
Okay, that's fine. Peter is looking cool. Are you gonna be taking part, Peter?
I don't know what you're doing. What are you doing?
All right, I need to show the screen because not everyone can see you. Hang on a second. Sorry, I've just
realised. That's fine.
We're doing yoga.
Oh, yoga. Okay. Yeah.
We're doing yoga.
Righty-ho.
Are you going to be... I'll come to Paul's... Paul looks like he's got a gun off camera pointed at him. Are you going to be joining us in the yoga, Peter?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Paul, you look... What's wrong with you, Paul? Has someone put a rod up your backside? Yes, is your... Paul, yes. Paul.
Yes, hello.
Can you hear... I'm
going to go for a quick pre-wee.
We can't hear you very well. Okay. Ryan, can we hear you now, Ryan? Because we couldn't hear you earlier on in the show.
Okay.
Nope, we can't hear Ryan. i5 Gamer. Oh, look, the lights. Yay! Hello, mate. Turn your Twitch stream off. This is going to be a disaster, right? This is going to be a disaster. If anyone wants to join... We're going to be starting in a few minutes. This is the link if you want to join. Ryan, can you hear us? Who's got the dog?
Me, Jen.
Oh, Jen, I heard the dog just shaking itself.
Yeah, she's. Can you see her? She's switched.
Oh, look. What's the dog called?
Perry.
Perry or Kerry?
Perry.
Perry. Come on, Perry. Well done. Stu is about to join. Is Perry going to get in the way? Because I think the cats are going to get in the way, but I'm cool with that. I'm very cool with the cats in the way.
She'll definitely climb on me.
Okie dokie. Right, so Stu is coming in. Ryan can't hear us. Pete, I think... I'm suspicious of Pete, guys. I think Pete's going to be a flasher. I just got a feeling Pete's going to be a flasher. I don't know why I got that feeling. Hello, Stu. Stu's connecting to audio. Look, everyone's got the lights.
I love it.
It's brilliant. Stu, can you hear us? Still connecting to audio. Right. So now give control to a mod to prevent a pianist. I can't give control to Zoom to a mod because it's on my computer. So can he do that? Stu, hello, Stu. Can you hear us? Stu cannot hear us. Nelly's coming. This could be dangerous. Now this is genuine, right? We're gonna do it. We're gonna have our go.
Give control to a mod to prevent a pianist.
Who is that? Who's echoing? What's he doing? What's he doing?
He's got a kettlebell, but it's not. I'm going to be honest. I've seen bigger.
I thought you. It's like he had some kind of.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you. We can hear you. Can you turn your Twitch audio off?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Right. You talk to these. One of the cats has done a poo, and I'm not going to be taking deep intakes of breath.
This is going to be great.
Oh, it was big boy, and I scared him off.
Okay. This is going to be great. Right. I think yoga. We can probably get yoga.
Nelly is joining us, but he's not. Let's get. Right. Who's coughing?
I don't know. They're all a picture of health. It can't be anyone on there.
Stu's partner's having. I'm assuming that's his partner.
Yeah, it's live. It's on Twitch. Yeah.
Come and do some yoga with us. How long are you going to
do? I don't know, he's doing yoga or something.
As if he didn't know.
You're going to be about 25 minutes of intense physical and spiritual...
And you better warn her that when you come out, you're going to look so different. She might be a little bit frightened and think it's Vin Diesel or something.
Oh, look,
25 minutes.
You will not want it to end, Peter. You will not want it to end. You're going to be so zen by the end of this. It'll fly by.
Right. And poor Claire and Jen, it's like they're the regulars at the yoga club and we're all dicking
this
about.
This is what happens when you invite boys.
Nelly, are we going to see you?
Nelly?
Hang on.
Okay. Right. Now, why does Nelly look so good in that picture, but in real life? Right.
Filters in it.
Oh, here we go, Stu. Come on, Stu. Right.
Oh, Joe Bowers, you just got yourself a ban.
Oh, okay, Joe. Unlucky, mate. So we'll allow that and then you ban him. There we go.
I look forward to receiving your next email.
Yeah. Mate.
What a prick.
Mate. Let's let that go, Joe. We'll look for his long rambling drunk email. Right. So just bear with me a little bit, right? Because I've now got to do some business. I've now got to sort out. How do I contact Shanti Warrior?
Thusly.
Okay. All right. So, what is that? Those aren't words, right? Nelly, can you entertain everybody while we take the cat? He's got jeans on.
I don't think you're taking this seriously, Nell. But
right, Nelly. Brendan, I'm coming. Oh, that's disappointing about Joe, isn't it?
Well.
I mean, what a knobber, but there we go. Say hi, we're connected. We're gonna, okay, where's my mouse? My cursor, there we go, all right.
And, yep. Serious.
Right, hang on, this is too loud. Now, I've just worked out another thing. You people on Zoom might not be able to hear Brendan's instructions, so you might have to watch on Twitch, but with your sound down. Hello, Brendan.
Hey, Brendan.
Hello.
Hey.
Brendan, I've not seen you for maybe five years, maybe. How are you doing, man?
Yeah, man, it's so good to see you. I watch you guys on the show, so I see you. You're a lovely face, but it's great to see you.
It's great to see those pictures you've been posting of the moves that I taught you. Very impressed.
Guru Lee.
Now, listen, is this your job full-time now?
Yeah, this is what I do. I'm a full-time hippie, so it's lovely.
How long have you been... Because I was at Three Counties. Everyone be quiet, please. This is going to be an absolute car crash. Well, I think when I was at Three Counties, you were kind of getting into it or just... Alistair, be quiet, please.
You're ruining the zen.
Please be quiet. I'm talking to the sensei. Muppets. I'm going to mute everyone. I think you were kind of getting into it as a possible... job, yes, but you muted too. Them. Right. I'm so sorry, Brendan.
So sorry.
He's already going, shit. Yeah. Now I remember why he got the sack. He was useless.
You're undoing all the hard work he's done.
How is it going, man? That's what I'm trying to ask. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going really well. I say that, but like at the moment it's like, you know, we're locked down, so it's we're not able to go into the gyms and so on, but you know, I'm lucky that I have lovely people like yourselves and the people who come along to my classes online. That keeps it going.
Well, that's why you sprang to mind. Well, yeah, because I needed to do something. I start to really sort of stagnate and it affects my mood and stuff. And I had to do something. And I'd been meaning to come to one of your classes, but it was just a little bit too far for me to even use a car or a train to get to. So, but actually, when you said that you were doing online classes, I just bought a DVD because I thought, right, enough is enough. So I thought, this is the right time. And I am not sorry. Those classes are amazing. And you're the right kind of achy the next day. But also, it's just a lovely little bit of head clearance. 45 minutes, that's a full class. Beautiful.
I'm coming to one next week, Brendan. I'm going to do it.
It's and so good.
Because I have been, the last month, man, I've gone nowhere. Anywhere I've gone, I've driven. And I've just sat at home. I haven't even walked. The last couple of days, I've tried to walk a bit more just to get something. But I'm doing nothing. And I know this isn't about losing weight, but I'm feeling. And you've inspired me because I know you've done it a couple of times.
I found it really helpful. And I've been doing a little bit on my own in between times. Because the first time we did it, Brendan said, you know, so where do we begin? I said, just as if I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything for years. Let's start slowly. But it really made a difference. And actually, the way Brendan teaches makes you feel like you can do it, you know. And,
it's not very good.
No, it's not about it's not even about looking at how he does it or how the other people on the Zoom do it. What I really like about Brendan's classes is that you're encouraged to sort of listen to yourself more. So, you know, once you get the hang of the positions, if you close your eyes and you can actually sort of get more in tune with what's enough for you. That's all you have to do, enough for you.
We've posted the link to your website in the chat. We will post it again. But are you doing lessons every... We've not even got you on as an advert, but it's common courtesy. You've come on because you said you'd do this as a favour to us. But let's try and sell some slots. Are you doing this every day online?
Yeah, I've got the timetable available online. If you, if you have that link, you can find the timetable on there. But you're doing me a favour as much as I'm doing this for you. So I appreciate you.
And, it's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure. Really nice to see you. You're one of the good guys.
He is. He's lovely.
Right. Catherine, would you like to assume the position?
Right. I'll get me mat out.
Because I've just got to do a little bit of technical jiggery poker. I've just got to get my head around how I'm going to exactly... I mean, it isn't going to work. Is there anything we need to know, Brendan, before we start?
Well, what I was going to say is I can only see you guys. So I can't currently see anybody else if they wanted to join in.
You will not be able to see them. It's already pushing the limits of my... understanding to the thing. You'll be able to see them tiny on our Twitch stream about 30 seconds after us.
Yeah,
we've got Claire, we've got Jen, we've got Stu, we've got Peter, we've got i5 Gamer, we've got Paul, we've got Alistair, we've got Ryan, we've got Nelly. Peter just saw the link for Zoom in the chat.
He's just a joiner.
He's like, what are you doing? Yoga? Yeah, all right. So
pop yourself in a headstand,
Peter.
Excuse me?
Can I?
It's not a mat, that's a rug. You can.
Thanks.
Well, then do it. Very tense here, Brendan. Will it help our relationship? Because she gets right on my tits.
How do you think I've not cleared yet?
I think your lawyers earlier were more qualified to talk about that kind of stuff.
Right, so I just need... Right, okay. So I'm going to do this so that... Right, so they're going to see... So this is what you're going to see, people. You're going to see Brendan on the bottom left, me and Catherine on the top. Oh, look at this, man. Look at that.
So right. Good.
Brendan, I was going to ask. Catherine and I had Domino's pizza about 45 minutes ago. Is that okay?
That's the ideal preparation.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Slowly, keeping the eyes closed if you can, then. On the next inhale, we're going to sweep those arms out, reach and extend upwards as you gather in the chi, the ki, and the prana, the strength and the focus that we've gained together this evening. Let's take that with us. So on your exhale, you're going to bring the hands through the midline, float the thumbs in front of the forehead for kind thoughts. Float the thumbs in front of the lips then for kind words. And finally, rest the thumbs in the heart center for kind actions. Kind thoughts, kind words, kind actions. Apply those things to yourself as well as to others. Just give yourself a little bow of acknowledgement. Thank you very much for joining me in this practice. Namaste. Well done. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good, good. All right. Hope you enjoyed that. Any questions or comments? So I can hang on here and have a chat with you if you like. That's just the basic start. Ian, you did a nice little twist at the end there, the seated twist. That was perfect, actually, because that's what I would move into next, getting a bit of a twist into the spine after the flexion and extension. So the fact that you did that, guys, that's another one. When the Catherine and Ian are setting back up again, if you're still there and you want to try a little twist like Ian did, just turn to one side.
I've been struggling a little bit with a bit of lower back pain, and that's been a nice thing. First thing in the morning and last thing at night is to do that little twist. Brendan, thank you. Apart from Catherine, and I'm going to say this, Brendan,
I didn't. It was him.
Fucking around.
Oh, I thought you were going to say farting, because that was definitely
that was
you.
That was me. That was wicked, man. Thank you. Let me just quickly say thank you to...
The class.
Let me just, because I want to hear what the class have to say, if indeed any of them. I mean, I don't know what IS Gamer was doing. I think he was humping a pillow.
Well, I know
at one
Brendan
point.
Said that you do your what your body tells you to, but I
don't
mean,
think, you know, humping a pillow was part of it. What was it you were doing, IS Gamer? Everyone, if you could unmute as well and just come in and say hello very quickly, that would be wonderful. Alex, right, let's start with Claire. Claire, how did you find that? Isn't it good? You can't hear. Don't worry, Brendan. It's because I can't get. But don't worry. Who was being naughty, Claire? Right. IS Gamer was making love to a pillow. That is not. I don't know, Brendan.
Was he exercising his chi or his prana?
Right. Thank you, Claire. Jen, did you enjoy that? Did you? Are you not? Do you normally do yoga, Jen, or is this a bit of a novelty for you? Yeah. Okay. Crack in the bum, boy. I don't know what that means. All right. We're going to say goodbye to you because you are terrible. Terrible human being. There we go. He's gone. Peter, I noticed that you left the room quite early on. Oh, were you down there on the floor?
They're saying they can't hear in the chat.
Oh, we can only hear you and Kath.
Do you know why that is? Because you've reached a higher state of
zen.
Oh,
hang on. I'm sorry. Because I've changed everything. This is the thing. Here we go. Right, you should be able to hear you now. So you were down there, were you, Peter,
yeah.
Doing it?
The whole thing. Yeah.
Well
very
done.
Very nice. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And time flew, didn't it? Because I know that you're a bit taken aback by the idea of 25 minutes.
But... Stu, I saw you doing it. How did you find it? Stu?
Oh, sorry, me.
Yeah, how did you find it? All right?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right.
It is
what it is.
Quite nice.
Alistair, I saw you. Did you stop halfway through?
I had a bit of trouble.
You had a bit of trouble? Frank Spencer. Yeah. You had a bit of trouble. Go on, what happened?
It's the first time I've done yoga.
First time, yeah.
And I felt that I was sort of getting a cramp on.
A cramp on?
Right, okay.
Well, that's the thing. If you feel that it's going too much, Brendan, you just kind of stop, don't you? You go at your own pace.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the two main causes of cramp are usually dehydration, not drinking enough water, or not breathing enough, not having enough oxygen in the muscles. So, yeah, drink more water, breathe more deeply, see what happens.
And Ryan, did you enjoy it? I don't know if Ryan can hear us. Ryan can never hear us. Ryan, can you hear us? Okay, we're going to take that as a no. Right, okay. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Stu, Pete, Jen, Claire, Alistair, Ryan. Thank you. In that meeting. And then we're going to go to another meeting in a minute. Brendan, thank you so much, man. That was brilliant.
A lot of people appreciating the moment of calm in the chat.
Hey, and can I be completely honest?
Yeah.
I did say to Catherine, I'm loving this. I wonder how many viewers we've lost, right? Because it's not, you know, it's a bit slower than what... I haven't lost any. We haven't lost any, you know, which is great. I did think we'd come back and we'd, you know, because it's... Everyone wants to see us dicking around and arguing and not necessarily half an hour of yoga. Not lost anyone. I hope you... we'll read back through the chat a little bit later on. Let me just, Brendan, let me just get the link... Again, if I go here, so we can put that in the chat. I am doing less. I'm joining you next week.
Brilliant.
And is it a similar thing? What is the question?
Yeah. Well, sometimes we do that kind of begin seated, and that's like an intermediate kind of level. If we carried on, we would have done, brought ourselves up, and maybe started to go for one round of sun salutations. If you know that, you know, just forward fold and stretching and strengthening your spine. And sometimes we do a bit more warrior poses and a bit more strength poses. Sometimes, like the class I did just before I came to you guys, was just a complete, you know, floor-based. People were lying down and just relaxing, and I was boring them to sleep, you know, so.
Here we go. Let me read you some of the comments. The Smith says, Brendan, well done. A well-taught class, a lovely welcome into yoga. Nelly, who was with us, said, I had to go and see my boy trying to sleep, and I cleaned up some cat sick. Red smiley face, I yogured along, love it, do it every week. It was fab, says Lulu. Great effort, says Karen. Zero says, I kind of wish I'd done it now. I joined in too, says Cantona. So relaxing. M's a lot, that was great. Can we do step aerobics next time?
No.
And Raymond says, Windy Pops. The link is in the chat, shantywarrioryoga.co.uk. And if you notice, me and Catherine, I don't follow many people, so don't be offended I'm not following you, Brendan. But me and Catherine quite often retweet Brendan and his classes and stuff. And I'm coming in next week because this is just what I need at this moment in time.
Yeah, because it's not just exercising. And it doesn't feel like... You know, you're not kind of feeling the burn and pushing through any... There's nothing
good
like that.
Man.
But the next day you will feel the difference. And I always feel energised after it as well. And I am not the sort of person who likes exercise at all. There's a nice amount of lying down involved, which I always am very good at. So it's all good for
you've
me.
You've inspired a lot of people. Dangra, I've always struggled with yoga. This was great. Roscoe, I didn't do it, but watched. I'm thinking of having a go soon. Loads of others, Brendan. Thank you, man. It's so nice to see you.
Yeah, you too. No, really, really lovely to see you. And, you know, I do really appreciate you. And I love listening to you guys. You know, I was listening to one of the shows earlier as I was just doing the dishes. And it's really lovely just having you guys, like, in the background while I'm, you know, it's like having a couple of mates there. So, keep on doing what you're doing.
We will see you next week, man. We will see you next week. Namaste.
See you later.
Thank you, man. Cheers, Brendan. Stay safe. Thank you. What a nice guy.
Oh, he's one of my favourites.
We're a little
bit late
for our guest, so I'm just going to quickly fire off an advert and then go into the guest. That was brilliant. Everyone that had a go, thank you. Everyone that didn't have a go, thank you. Everyone that watched, everyone that left, thank you. That was wicked.
Yeah.
We're going to be in a class next week, but I'm not going to tell you which one, but you'll have to come and find us. Right, Catherine, just tell us a little bit about our guest while I sort this out, because I've got to do it.
Caitlin Bailey, right? I find it really difficult to listen to podcasts because it's hard to listen when you've made them yourself, right? It feels like you hear all the gaps and the bits that you'd have done differently. Not so with this one. Caitlin Bailey does the Oldest Profession podcast, and she's just recently relaunched it with a kind of new angle, in that before it was her and Wendy, it was a stand-up comic, and there was more of that kind of dynamic going on. Now, Caitlin is going more for... If I say that it's a more kind of scholarly thing, it makes it sound stodgy. It isn't at all. It's a website that you can have a look at as well. They're doing merch and all kinds of things.
You need to explain to Caitlin why we are late.
Hey,
because we are late, Caitlin. And she sent an email saying, "I'm sorry, am I in the right place?" And we are 12 minutes late, which is terrible. But we
were
really
face down on a yoga mat. I'm really sorry, but we were trying to find a little zen. Yeah, we did some online yoga.
We did some yoga. It was nothing. Well,
I don't normally dress in sportswear, so.
This is how paranoid I was. I actually Googled your show, went to your Twitch, and then saw you, dummy, talking about how late you were, and then immediately exhaled. I was just like, whatever, I'm going to get high.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I'm shattered.
No, dude, but if I don't make sense, I smoke this bowl and it's your fault.
Yes. Whereabouts in the world are you then?
Great question. I am in Macon, North Carolina.
Oh, I don't know Macon. I've heard of North Carolina. I don't know Macon.
It's a teeny tiny little town in Warren County.
Yeah.
Me and my husband fled New York City and have been living at my parents' lake house since March.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, I thought you were still in New York.
No. We're going to be, we're hoping to move back in January, but no one knows the future. So,
you're right.
When Americans say a lake house, it conjures up wonderful summer holidays and murders.
Yeah, I was going to say, it conjures up those
serial killers.
Horrific horror shows that you see where people go out and check things in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. Is all of your party still alive?
I started feeding the wild animals like about a week before I went on antidepressants. So that's where I'm at. I'm just like becoming a witch in the woods.
But an ending is in sight. I know this is more, but an ending is in sight with the, you know, vaccines and stuff. Things are shifting. It's exciting, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last weekend was a big one.
What happened last weekend?
Well, we found out about the vaccine, and it looks like that idiot in the White House is going to get his marching orders.
Shut
although
up, man. He won.
Whether he takes them or not is another matter.
That's the weirdest thing. We're going off on a tangent. We will talk about the podcast in a second, I promise. But first,
we're going to talk about exponential growth.
The fact that the Americans who are chanting for freedom and stuff are actually celebrating someone who is now, this is fascist, who is denying a democratic vote. And they're going, yeah, that's what I voted for. Someone who denies the vote. This is great.
Yep. Strongman fantasies. You know, not everyone finds sexually healthy ways of expressing their issues with power is like all I can say about voting in America.
I'm new to the podcast, and I listened to one today, and you introduce it by saying this is being done at a weird time. We're recording it before the election and we're releasing it after the election. I thought, wow, just that kind of bubble where
it was pivotal.
It was less insane than it is now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the podcast is something I've been listening to for a long time.
I've only just recently discovered it, but you've got me into it. I
came to it via Keith and the Girl, because Caitlin has been a guest on Keith and the Girl too, as has Wendy Starling, who she used to do the podcast with. But that was Old Pro 1.0. Yeah. You've relaunched. Yeah. Tell us about how it's different now.
Oh, man, we have grown so much. You know, I spent the last 2 years as the director of communications for decriminalized sex work. You know, really working in the nonprofit and the advocacy world, trying to like think through how to change laws, right? How to change the story that the electorate knows, and like digging into polling and whatnot. And I really do think that we have to change the story that we think that we know about sex workers if going to get to a place where we can truly, you know, listen to us and like hear our stories and stop the arrests. Mm-hmm. And so, it's called The Oldest Profession. And also people think that like the internet invented sex work, which is like a weird thing to believe at the same time. And so I felt like if we were to bring these stories back to life and make them more accessible and like reach back into history and show people how things are the same, how we've been telling the same dumb story about women and sexuality and pleasure and whorephobia, really, for thousands and thousands of years, and how that's so deeply intertwined with misogyny. I feel like I can convince feminists that have never engaged in the sex trade, that thought that it was this degrading and disgusting thing, and get people to realize that arresting consensual adults for engaging in the oldest profession is not protection, it's patriarchy, and it always has been.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Do you think if sex work wasn't largely, and I know it's not exclusively, but wasn't largely a female pursuit, we would be having this conversation in 2020?
I don't think that sex work is a female pursuit. I think that sex work has always been a place of gender bending. I mean, like way back to the temples of Ishtar and priestess prostitutes and sort of like the origin of this dichotomy was a place for trans folks who have always existed. I do think that more men purchase sex, but I think that men and boys and trans folks and gender nonconforming people have always engaged in this work. I think that the policing of female bodies is something that is, you know, as old as patriarchy, right? Because like, you can't have a patriarchy if you don't know who the dads are. And like, if it, you know, in a society that is like, yeah, whores are fine, like it's hard to do paternity. Like, you know, it's just like the whole system falls apart. So we really are this existential threat. And so policing women's sexuality, right, sort of starts with the criminalization of prostitution, but it extends into slut shaming and purity culture and abstinence only sex education and this deep, deep lie that women are somehow degraded by the sex that they engage in or is done to
them.
Just
as you say that, a comment comes up in the chat. I'm assuming it's back from a guy, Mr. Penn MC. But I'm assuming so. And the comment is,
choose your gender.
All sex work is exploitation. That's the comment.
But who's been exploited?
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, all farming is slavery. Look, I did it too. What else can we do? Do you have one? What?
Well, exactly, because it isn't. And I mean, I can see how some aspects could be considered, but it isn't. That's such a sweeping...
But it's so closely bound up with feminism, right? And I know that there's some feminists who will say, oh, no, absolutely not. You know, women's shouldn't be working in sex work or whatever. But actually, if it wasn't for those old pros from going back years and years who bust out of what they were supposed to be doing, who got the money, who got the power, and who didn't give a toss about what anyone thought anymore because they were already on the outside, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
And we start our third season there, right, with the story of Victoria Woodhull, who was the first woman to run for president in the United States. She started her campaign in 1870, and she was excluded by the suffrage movement because of her notorious reputation as being a promiscuous old pro, right? And so her sexual they called her a public woman. And public woman has been synonymous with prostitute for, you know, again, as long as patriarchy, because only women without a reputation to protect were able to fully participate in public life, right? Because like if you're caught out to eat with a dude or walking alone for huge parts of, you know, American and British history, women could be arrested for being a prostitute, put in a lock hospital, you know, force-fed mercury until she repented or like whatever. Those are real laws.
Have I got this? I don't know what the situation in the States. I think I've got it right over here. If a woman is soliciting, working as a sex worker on the streets, and a man approaches her and pays for sex, she's the one that's breaking the law. So she's the one. I'm sure that was what we dealt with stories like that years ago. She's the one that gets arrested. He gets told off for being a naughty boy.
Basically,
I think is that the same over there?
Legally speaking, you know, solicitation works both ways, right? That it is illegal to both buy and sell, and there are certainly stings where police officers LARP as both clients and providers and arrest, you know, would be customers and would be, you know, practitioners. I think the thinking has always been that, you know, sex workers are like sort of an especially evil version of women. And so that we are the professionals luring otherwise innocent men who are just on their commute and but for these terrible temptations, you know, would be fine. I think it's like the thinking of the well-documented thinking of like the progressive era, for example. You know, you see the criminalization of alcohol and abortion and prostitution all at the same time in the early 1910s in the U.S. So, yeah, it's sorry, I forgot what we were talking about. Like I said, you gave me enough time to get high. This is your fault. So what?
I think what you were saying is that, you know, traditionally and actually legally, it's been a slap on the wrist for the guy, and the woman is a terrible, terrible perverter.
Well,
otherwise,
it's interesting too because it can be a slap on the wrist for women too, but it can also be sort of the first clutch of a criminal justice system that has a notorious tendency to ruin people's lives. And I think a really good example of this is the way that prostitution is treated, or was treated for a long time until like very recently in New Orleans, where white cis women who were arrested for prostitution were charged with a misdemeanor, and sort of you're in and out, you know, within a few hours of the criminal system, you know, pay your fine, what have you. But black women were being charged with unnatural acts, which was not just a federal offense, but also you had to register as a sex offender. And so the way that this became a public scandal is in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. All of these black women are being turned away from shelters because they're registered sex offenders, because they were engaged in misdemeanor prostitution 10, 12, 14 years ago or whatever. And so it's, we have this tendency to, you know, when talking about like policing marginalized communities, right, whether you're talking about poor people generally, which I think is certainly true, women to a large extent for a long time, racial and religious minorities, immigrant communities, the law has a tendency to bind but not protect. And when you're talking about, you know, people that the system really works for, the law protects but does not bind, right? And prostitution is a really good example of that. So like, privileged men, I mean, except for the rare case of Robert Kraft, right? You know, like, it exists in a world where realistically they aren't going to be arrested or prosecuted for prostitution.
Right.
But the, you know, undocumented black trans women who are actively discriminated against, it's illegal for them to work in straight jobs. Have a very high likelihood of being picked up on her way to lunch because loitering for the purposes of prostitution and some cop thinks that you look like a sex worker.
Wow.
And like, right.
We're getting some really very sweeping statements in the chat.
I saw Travel Bloom's comment as well.
Read that, and then there's a kind of a little conversation that follows. I just think it's one of those things, it's very easy to sweep everybody, paint everybody with the same brush. So go
and
read.
And do you know what? I wish these people would have a listen to The Oldest Profession, because it's, you know, this is a story that comes up all the time, right?
I don't want to interrupt you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No,
just saying, Travel Blooms is saying, I'm female and I strongly disagree with sex work. Women who do it would never ideally do it. They should be helped to move away from it.
Then Tommy says,
okay, oh wait, oh no, I can do this. Hold on.
Yeah. That's,
I'm a married woman and I think marriage is slavery, and so therefore nobody else should be able to enter the institution of marriage because it's always slavery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't, because someone has already put in the chat, but farming is slavery. So but then Tommy says some people actually enjoy sex work, and Travel Blooms comes back and says that's old man, what a thing to say.
No,
not sweeping. I work in women's aid.
Well, so have some conversation with some sex workers then, because there are all kinds kinds of reasons, right? And that's
And even if you hate your job in sex work, nobody's day at work is made better by being arrested, right? These are not actually rescue operations that are happening here. And like, and there are people that actually enjoy waitressing. I don't understand those people. I was never able to make friends with those people, but I've worked as a waitress in lots of places where people seem to fucking enjoy their job, right? I always felt like I was being exploited, but nobody cared. So, you know, like people are entitled to their own experience, but you know, the carceral system is not a tool of like human aid. Like we don't help people by putting them in handcuffs. Mm-hmm. That's not what that is. And trying to violently dissuade people from making choices that are different from the choices that you would have, that you would have them make, is not a form of liberation.
So how is the situation at the moment? Because I know you were advocating, you were based, you were very heavily involved in advocating for sex workers. And there was some kind of clampdown. I remember you talking about the end of kind of the old pro podcast 1.0, where it made it more difficult for people to work online. What's the situation with that now?
No, the passage of SESTA FOSTA has had and continues to have devastating effects on the sex work community and beyond. It's had a real impact on harm reduction communities and the ability to disseminate information in affected groups.
So what you're saying is you're taking them, you're taking them out of the light and making them work, I don't know, however they can.
Further underground,
Okay.
Yeah, so for the best example of this, of course, is like Backpage was shut down and seized by the FBI. Mm. And so now people are routing, you know, through, you know, outside of the US servers, you know, using sort of like the dark web to connect to folks. And so those organizations, unlike Backpage, won't cooperate with law enforcement when there's evidence of exploitation and violence, or they won't cooperate if there's evidence of a minor or missing person. So it's been worse for law enforcement. It's been worse for trafficking victims, and it's certainly been worse for people engaged in adult consensual sex work. And it's been destabilizing.
This might sound patronizing, but I feel we do need to say, because I do think some people who are listening are missing it a little bit. We're not saying that exploitation and violence doesn't happen in sex work.
Totally.
But of course it happens, but there's also a whole other world to it. It's not just that.
Making criminals out of people is not going to get them to come to you for help.
Yeah.
If that's what they need.
Yes, yes. It's impossible to help people that you're hunting. That's just something that I think people need to accept. And I'll also say that, like, yes, there is violence and exploitation in the sex industry, but there is also violence and exploitation in the food and bev industry, in the domestic aid
industry. In movies, in radio, in everywhere.
Right, in entertainment. And so I think that if with this caricature of sex trafficking, like, Taken was not a documentary. That's, like, not how sex trafficking works or looks like. You don't – no one is kidnapping white girls anywhere. So it's fascinating to me that this caricature of what exploitation looks like gets in the way of us actually being able to provide the services and benefits that trafficking victims need, which is not more police presence, right? It's access to non-judgment-free services. It's the removal of barriers from accessing services, right? It's the legal representation. It's housing. It's basic and harm reduction advocates know this.
Yeah, it's daring to report it when you've been beaten up or raped.
Right, right. But sex workers learn early not to do that because they're very likely to be arrested and prosecuted.
Yeah.
When they themselves are reporting a crime.
I only just started listening to the podcast today, and it's a joy, and I'm subbed up already. And because it is, people are saying in the chat, this is a huge subject, this is a big subject, and they're, you know, there is humour. You deliver it with humour and with charm. And I was saying to Catherine, I wish my lecturers at college and my teachers at school had been like you. You know, had this passion and this knowledge and weren't just reciting a book. You know, it's full of charm. You know, and it's a lovely lesson.
But saying that, it doesn't glaze over the murkier stuff. Like, for example, you're talking about Victoria Woodhull, and you say she was a terrible, terrible racist by the end of it. You tell the story of how
active eugenics,
how she got to that point, right?
Yeah.
But we're not all saying, oh, weren't they wonderful, glamorous women living their own lives on their own terms? No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that.
Many of our subjects have died from alcoholism.
Yeah.
But and we get into that. But it's I do want to talk about how the third season is different, because I'm very, very proud of what we've built.
Yeah, and you should be. Tell us.
Because the first two, you know, the first podcast, the first season, you know, myself and Wendy were like New York comics first, both of whom had some experience in sex work. You know, I had a history degree I wasn't using, and we sort of got together and, like, you know, very comedy focused, right? Very irreverent. Second season, you can kind of hear me get radicalized on the show because of SESTA FOSTA, and I just get mad and then I disappear because I take my job at Decriminalized Sex Work and I dedicate work to communications and politics. And now we've hired a PhD historian, Dr. Charlene Fletcher, who meticulously puts together this research. You can go on the website. There's an annotated bibliography. She writes an essay about each subject. She's actually teaching an entire course at Brown University next semester about the history of sex work in the U.S. I've partnered with Irene Merrow, who is our community manager and publicist. She writes a newsletter, so you get the Old Pro newsletter every month, which does a roundup of like sex worker news from all over the world, a couple of funny tweets and perspectives, in addition to our content schedule. Because instead of doing one episode for every Old Pro, we're breaking it down into three episodes, spaced out over a month. And then at the end of every month, Dr. Charlene Fletcher hosts the Old Pro panel, where experts and advocates come on.
Knockers are better.
Why these stories matter, because they absolutely do.
Yeah.
Where is the, I'm such an old man. I'm about to say, where's the best place to get the podcast? But you can get podcasts everywhere these days.
Yeah, just anywhere you get podcasts, you can get the Illest Profession there. It's that.
Okay. And is there a website or anything you mentioned?
Yeah, there is.
100%.
Give us all of that, and I'm going to put that in the chat as well, because we've got loads of
people
asking. You've
got a website now, you've got merch.
I know, yeah. We have sweatshirts and t-shirts and stickers and stuff now. It's cool. theoldestprofessionpodcast.com. You can follow us on social media at Old Pro Podcast. Yeah, check us out. You know, you can donate to us. You know, we are a fiscally sponsored project and a public history project. You can buy our merch. You can become super fans and support us on Patreon. We hope to tour in 2022, probably.
Wow. Okay. Great.
But yeah, like, you know,
I love the work you do with people who are representing like charities for, you know, trans rights and GLITS. Some of the characters that I've heard talking through your podcast are incredible. I mean, they have incredible stories of their own, but then they go out and do the extra bit for everybody else. Yeah. They're just fantastic.
I mean, Kyandora Show is amazing.
Yeah.
And like, just a national treasure. Like, she is going to be on this month's panel. You can watch Kai Andora Show cook Thanksgiving dinner, because the Old Pro panel is November 25th at 7 p.m. She's going to be sitting down talking about Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera, of course.
I loved that episode, right? So I didn't know anything really about...
Hannah's been raving about you for ages.
Well, I'm a big history geek anyway, right? But yeah, Marsha. And the fact that if it wasn't for those women, we would not have Pride now. You know, they stuck their necks out when actually the rest of the community was saying, listen, these guys are nothing to do with us. It was that, what an incredible episode. Thank you so much for making
Lovely to meet you, Caitlin. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Come on, if you do the live tour, come on anytime. It's a genuine offer. But if you do the live tour, then definitely come on, and we'll sell a few tickets for you.
100%. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me, and thank you so much for listening.
So sorry we were late.
Sorry.
No, I forgive you, man. But if anyone was like, "Whoa, was she high?" She was.
Caitlin, lovely to meet you. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
I've put the link in the chat, and we'll tweet it as well, theoldestprofessionpodcast.com.
Yeah.
So I've only listened to one, but it's a joy. A real joy.
That Marsha P. Johnson one and Sylvia Rivera. Right. So they are two of the people who were in the Stonewall when it all kicked off. Well, one of them may or may not have been, but, you know, the legend goes that they were there and they threw the shot glass that was heard around the world, right? Yeah. So the police come in and start getting heavy. It all kicks off. There's a slightly mocking tone to it. And then there's a whole week of these protests. And then afterwards, there's a huge rally, but no one wants to hear from the trans women. No one wants to hear from them, because the lesbians are saying that these are men invading our space, and that, you know, we're done with them speaking for us, and they're watering down the message. Meanwhile, these are the people that kind of spearheaded the whole thing.
Yeah.
They wouldn't let them walk in the Pride March. So what they did was they walked in front. So it looked like they were leading the parade. Just wonderful. And the way they tell the story really paints the pictures. It's just, it's a fantastic listen. Make sure you catch it.
She was a brilliant guest.
Yeah,
brilliant.
She's so good.
Well, we've had two brilliant guests. Thank you, Catherine. You did all the work there, and it was an absolute joy.
That was fun.
To a Rabbit Hole production.
Boing! Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.